This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the first U.S. city to pass a ban on plastics, specifically the stuff that you get when you're out to eat. You know, plastiware and straws. So we'll tell you about that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. You can also call in on our Discord on-air call-in line. That is the first chat room you'll see on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. So once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As we jump right into the news here from the Seattle Times. Q&A, Seattle's plastic straw ban now in effect. Here's what you need to know. 10 years after it first passed, Seattle's ban on plastic straws and utensils is now fully in effect. We will explain what changes diners will encounter.
The world has been saved.
As of Sunday, drinks in Seattle will come strawless, unless you request one. In which case, you'll find a compostable straw in your glass.
Okay.
The city's 5,000 restaurants cannot provide customers plastic straws or utensils. Seattle is believed to be the first major city in the United States to ban single-use plastic straws.
This straw has been made from 100% recycled diapers.
And utensils in food service. Question.
So, have any of you experienced one of these compostable straws?
No. Have you?
Long ago, I experienced paper straws.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
And they really suck.
So, like, foldy, bendy, gets moist? I mean, how does it...
Unrolls. Uh-huh. Like, the whole deal.
It unrolls, yeah. Meaning
A straw is made of twisted paper.
Right. So it breaks on you while you're using it, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no, it just kind of unravels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, technology's come a long way. There are compostable plastics now, or biodegradable plastics.
Have you ever tried to compost one?
Have you?
Yes. Yes, I've tried to compost.
With a biodegradable plastic, like specifically labeled as biodegradable
plastic. Yes. The Sun Chips bag. I attempted to compost this, and it would never break down.
Sun Chips bags are supposed to be compostable?
Yep.
They look like any other Doritos bag.
They're different.
Really? Isn't it Frito-Lay?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look into that one. I never noticed that. I've had Sun Chips before, and I've never noticed that about them.
Yeah, I don't eat them. My wife does, though.
So, question. Why did Seattle ban single-use plastic straws and utensils?
Again, this story. Seattle do anything?
Right. This is from the Seattle Times, by the way. Answer. The city hopes to decrease plastic waste and encourage conversation about environmental conservation. The 150 businesses participating in Strawless in Seattle, a campaign led by Lonely Whale, prevented 2.3 million plastic straws from entering the waste system last September alone.
Lonely Whale?
It's probably an environmental group.
Like the animal?
Yes. Yes, correct. But I haven't looked it up, so you're welcome to check on that. Question.
Just full disclosure here. I generally ask to not have a straw brought with my drink.
Why?
My wife, too. Well, we went to the turtle hospital down in Key West, and apparently turtles are dumb and eat straws. And
I saw a video online of a turtle with a straw in its nose, and somebody was trying to get it out of there, and it was really difficult to do that. I didn't understand how it could have gotten the straw in its nose in the first place, however.
It's amazing. They have stomachs full of garbage.
I saw that video.
You know, they have videos of this hospital where these turtles' stomachs are just full of garbage.
Okay.
They're opportunity eaters, apparently. Mm-hmm. They don't really know what they're eating. They don't have taste buds. They just job, and eat it, whatever it might be. So straw, jellyfish, whatever, they're going to eat it. And I just, you know, when I'm seeing this, of course they're encouraging you to do all this greeny stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't really like straws in my drink. I don't need a straw in my drink. Mm-hmm. I could just live without a straw in my drink.
Now, are you talking about at like a restaurant where you're sitting down? Or are you talking about like a big gulp or something like that? Because if you're taking a drink out, straws are fairly handy.
I don't generally get that, so, but yeah, I understand.
Me neither, but when people are taking a drink out and they're taking it in their car, it's probably better to have a lid and a straw on that thing.
Have water, and then you can get it in a bottle.
Sure, no doubt about it. I mean, water is the way to go. I drink water all the time. I'm just talking about other Americans and people who don't.
I'm not talking about other Americans. I'm talking about my habits with straws.
Well, here the city's concerned with everybody's habits.
I understand what the city's. Yeah. I gave full disclosure was what I said. And I don't use straws because I don't think I need straws.
I'm over here having horrific mad scientist ideas.
You also have a straw right now.
I also have a straw right now, yes.
My son, by the way, when we go to restaurants, sometimes waiters and waitresses will bring him a styrofoam cup with a straw in it and with a lid. And that was nice when he was younger. Now it's getting a little ridiculous, but whatever.
So the mad scientist ideas that I'm having is there are supposedly these bacteria now that they have that can break down plastics, you know, enzymes and bacteria that'll break it down. In some cases, they're using this to, like, break down the petroleum products into fuel. But what I was thinking is that, you know, I wonder what the byproducts of that process are, and, you know, the bacteria breaking down the plastics, because it would be interesting if you could somehow, like, encapsulate this bacteria in plastic itself and then release that into the oceans, let these animals then eat them, and then it breaks down, you know, enough in their stomachs to have them have the gut biome that can then break down plastic. Right?
Like, in a way that
what happens?
We'll keep them alive after it's all said.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Is that even a possibility?
Right.
Or does it release fuel into their stomachs?
Yeah,
or
good question.
You know, bacteria that creates so much gas that you then have exploding turtles?
I would be curious as to how many times humans have decided, let's release this critter into this environment.
Probably plenty.
And it's worked. I just want to know how many times it's worked, because I know that it is disastrous over and over again. I just wonder, as a percentage, how often it works.
We just find a way. Jurassic Park in theaters now.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
I haven't yet either.
All right, so, but Mark, before we go on with the questionnaire here about what this means for the people in the city of Seattle, so you don't use a straw.
No.
Are you on board with the ban?
No. I think generally, okay, so here,
but this is for the turtles.
Here would be my response to that. My response is, let the government stop subsidizing petroleum, and then let's see what the plastics industry does then. Because
plastic's a byproduct of petroleum processing, right?
Right. It's waste, really. And I'm not entirely sure. Will it make them cost more? Will restaurants stop doing this? Because, honestly, it's a habit. I mean, most of us don't need straws. If you're sitting, you know, at a sit down restaurant, and you've got a glass in front of you, and you're above the age of 18, you can handle the process of getting the liquid from the glass to your gullet.
Okay, but the city of Seattle does not have the ability to stop petroleum subsidies. So what about, you know, this is something they can do, right? Like, they can help the turtles by banning plastic straws and banning, you know, banning plastic utensils. Isn't this a good thing? Don't we need government for this?
I don't think you do. But
but it hasn't happened yet.
If Seattle was a private resort and decided to ban plastics within its resort, then I would support them.
I see.
But now they're not. And essentially, some majority of people is forcing its will on a minority of people, as opposed to somebody who runs a resort being competed against somebody who has plastic utensils and plastic straws and those sorts of things.
What we really need to do is we need to ban the plastic straws, and then what's going to happen is we're going to end up with deforestation, because then we're going to make these paper straws, and so then we need to ban the paper straws. So then we need to make aluminum straws, then we're going to run out of aluminum, so that we need to go on to going from aluminum straws to some other form of product, so because we know best. We're government.
Let's go all
the
way.
I'm not sure if that's an argument to absurdity or an argument of slippery slope.
Both.
Okay.
It seems believable to me.
It's a pretty absurd slippery slope argument.
Well, it's not really absurd.
I don't think it's absurd at all. This is just so short-sighted. It's just, you know, deciding what's best for everyone.
The answer is hemp straws. We're fine.
Have you tried a hemp straw?
Hemp plastic. That's there is hemp plastic, plastics. Right? That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
I wonder if that's prohibited under this ordinance.
Is it biodegradable?
We're going to find out more about, I don't know, is hemp plastic biodegradable? I would guess it is, but I don't know. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More about the ban. What is banned is the next question, and we'll share that with you. And I bet you this is going to spread from here. It's not just going to be Seattle. Who's next? It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line room is also open for you. Discord.lrn.fm gets you there. Free Talk Live brought to you by Zencash. If you are interested in cryptocurrency, if you've gotten into Bitcoin and you're ready to get into some of the alternatives, some of the altcoins, Zencash is one you really need to take a look at, especially if you appreciate good philosophical underpinnings. In this case, these are voluntarists who created Zencash, people who understand the ideas of liberty and economics, and also they built in some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you also need to take a close look at Zencash. The white paper is available for you over at Zencash.com. They've got over 12,000 secure nodes, making them one of the most secure networks on the planet as far as cryptocurrencies are concerned. So go and learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com as we continue here talking about the breaking news from yesterday out of Seattle, the very first city in the United States, and I wouldn't expect them to be the last one because it was actually New York City or Manhattan or one of them that was looking at doing this as well. I think that was when we talked about it, was when New York was looking at it. And it wouldn't surprise me if you saw this spread to California relatively quickly, possibly Portland. But it's apparently taken 10 years for it to go into effect. So this was passed a decade ago, according to the Seattle Times. It is now, as of Sunday, fully in effect. It affects the city's 5,000 restaurants, which cannot provide customers plastic straws or plastic utensils. Here is a list of what is banned, according to the Seattle Times' Sarah Wu. Food services businesses are no longer able to provide plastic straws and utensils, including forks, spoons, knives, and cocktail picks. Instead, on request, they may provide approved compostable alternatives for dine-in service and compostable or recyclable takeout packaging. Though compostable plastic straws are allowed, environmental groups advocate using compostable paper-based straws, which, Mark, you say you've tried, and they suck.
Yeah, that's true.
Counted among food services businesses are restaurants, delis, coffee shops, food trucks, cafeterias, and grocery stores. So there you go. Basically, any kind of plastic utensil that you might have received if you are taking food out of a place is going to be prohibited under this new ordinance that is now in effect, which started on July 1st. Businesses were expected to use their existing inventory of plastic utensils and straws up before that date. Those that could not could contact Seattle Public Utilities to discuss a, quote, compliance schedule, unquote. The ban comes after a decade after the city first adopted an ordinance in 2008 to require that all one-time use food service items be recyclable or compostable. The use of styrofoam packaging in food service was banned in 2009. Food service businesses were required to use compostable.
Do you remember when everything was made out of styrofoam?
Everything?
Well, yeah. So many things.
So many things.
Like what?
Chlorofluorocarbon scare. Do you remember this?
Vaguely. CFCs, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what they were going to do?
Didn't they ban Freon because of that?
That too, yep. It was the hole in the ozone
enough,
layer.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember all that. Yeah.
I don't really know whatever happened.
What happened to the hole in the ozone?
The hole in the ozone layer. I don't have an answer for you.
I bet the internet knows.
It slowly healed itself, supposedly.
Yeah, you'd think.
I don't think it's completely supposedly healed.
You'd think.
You never hear about it anymore.
And that probably styrofoam use worldwide is not that much lower than it was. And Freon use is probably... I mean, I don't know about the old Freon, but probably there's a lot more cars in the world than there were 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Well, there are some stories that have said that the hole in the ozone had absolutely nothing to do with it.
There's that, too. But you just don't hear about it anymore.
Headline from NASA Newsweek earlier this year, January 5th. Hole in Earth's ozone layer finally closing up. Because humans did something about it. Now, that's the headline. I don't know what the actual story says. Anyway, back to more details on Seattle and their plastic ban. Again, they banned styrofoam packaging in 2009. They were required to use compostable or recyclable food serviceware in 2010, provide recycling and compost bins, and sign up for collection service. Seattle Public Utilities exempted plastic utensils and straws due to a lack of compostable alternatives. Now that the market has caught up, that exemption is expiring at the end of June. What is not covered? Answer. Flexible plastic straws can be provided to customers who need a straw because of medical reasons. Question, what happens if my business or businesses don't comply? Answer, they may face a fine of up to $250. However, Seattle Public Utilities
spokesbureaucrat... You can believe the straw police will be out in full force, too.
The spokesbureaucrat for Seattle's Public Utilities Commission says the focus this upcoming year will be on, quote, continuing outreach and assistance to businesses to help them come into compliance rather than enforcement. So they're going to give you a warning up front, Mark, and then...
As they always do.
After that, hammer will come down.
That's how the frog is slowly boiled. Yep. Yeah. You know, I like that so many businesses now don't have smoking. Mm-hmm. I really like that. But I would never advocate for those businesses not to be able to provide their services to smokers. I think that ultimately your business is your business. You get to decide how it's going to be run. And you get to decide who the customer base is. If you want to have a smoky place that serves stuff with everything's got to have a straw stuck in it, well, fine. That should be your business. I probably won't go there because it's gross.
But the argument would be that if your business is open to the public, you don't get to decide. You have to serve everybody. You've got to serve the public.
Sure. That's the argument. And I don't like this little red hen bar thing that went on in near Washington, D.C.
Red hen bar? What is that?
There's Red Hen Restaurant, I believe is what it's called. Some politician's bureaucrat, some appointed official, was kicked out of a restaurant for
being
a Republican.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what I understand. I didn't look that much into it because, I stuck my finger in the air and realized I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Right.
But
you should be able to kick out whoever you want.
You should be able to kick whomever you want out of your business.
Yeah.
For reasons of politics, for reasons of bigotry, for reasons of ignorance, for all kinds of reasons. People need to be able to compete in the marketplace to provide whatever service is good. If you don't think that'll work, you don't believe in people. You think that people are bad. And that's fine. But I don't.
What if you're a real estate agent? Because that's where this argument always goes to.
What do you mean?
Yeah. What if you're, part of a real estate for a place? You know, this comes down to licensure and whatnot. But in an area where, you don't sell to black people, you're redlining. You know, the practices that, result in, greatly racializing and segregating populations.
I have a great answer for this because it happened to me.
Okay.
At one point, I was looking at a piece of property and just wanted to see what would happen if I put in a lowball offer. Mm-hmm. Did it in the name of the Shire Free Church, mm-hmm. and that offer was rejected once they found. They figured out very quickly, it's those crazy libertarians. We don't want to sell to them. Now, that means that essentially, from a religious standpoint, I was discriminated against. And, there were processes within the real estate system. I'll go on with the story here.
All right, more in moments. Your calls and thoughts, you're certainly welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Come up, we'll also talk about sex work and psychopath.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke to another possible 3 Supreme Court nominees, bringing the total to 7. One of those confirmed was Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Earlier today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders talked about what the president is looking for in a Supreme Court nominee.
The main thing the president is looking for are people that fit
the qualifications that you would want in a Supreme Court justice. Tremendous intellect, someone who will stick to upholding the Constitution.
With all the protests going on over President Trump's border policies, one of the unintended consequences is ICE is taking a lot of flack. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is with Frederick County, Maryland. He says ICE is doing a great job.
The president is right on the mark on this to say, listen, ICE is here to stay. They've got a mission. They're great men and women that do a job that's very dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. We're talking about the plastic straw ban. Mark, you were in the middle of telling us a story, and we're going to pick up on that coming up here in moments. Also, want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods podcast. There's libertarians became aware of Tom Woods. A lot of them did during the Ron Paul campaigns, 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including A Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which is an incredible level of dedication to the craft of creating a radio show podcast. So he's got over 1,200 episodes, or approximately 1,200 episodes so far, including guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians, like you, perhaps. Find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. So, Mark, you were telling us about a real estate situation that you had made an offer on a piece of property under the name of the Shire Free Church, which is your church and my church, and that the person who was looking at the offer rejected it because it was from the Shire Free Church, because there were libertarians.
You were involved in it, so yeah. Maybe you could correct me on anything that I was wrong on. But basically, the real estate agent told the buyer, oh, my God. Now, remember, the buyer was selling a piece of land, but that land was directly attached to that buyer's current house.
That's right, yeah.
So the buyer basically said, I don't want those people living near me. And this was, because it was the name of the Shire Free Church, one could call it a religious, discrimination. The realtor was shocked. She, being a free stater, libertarian,
mm-hmm.
shocked.
Our realtor.
Yeah, our realtor, was shocked that this occurred and went through the process of sort of scolding the other realtor in this deal. And I don't know whatever came of it.
We did not request her to do that, by the way. I'd just like to point that out.
I neither stopped nor requested, but I think that it's a private means, and that is highly unprofessional. If this person receives a professional reprimand for unprofessional behavior, I have no particular problem with that. So, I mean, more or less, that's my answer to the question, Johnson.
What was the question?
If redlining occurs, and redlining doesn't always have to be against black people, but it's discrimination, discriminatory practices within business occurs, I know how I'll deal with it because I've been discriminated against based on my moral beliefs. I've seen it happen.
Absolutely. And people should be free to discriminate in the marketplace and respond to that discrimination in market-based ways, like boycotts, for instance. If you find out that a business is behaving badly, then don't give them your business and actively tell other people why they shouldn't either. If they're your friends and they respect what you have to say, they might come on board with a boycott. You know, it depends on how offensive whatever it is the business is doing.
Right.
Happens to be. So if you want to comment,
I mean,
go
I was going to say, this is all presuming, though, that there is no, this requires that there is no overarching government that's limiting speech, limiting those behaviors, limiting the ability to actually engage in market-based activities rather than, you know, enforcing some sort of silence or some sort of laws that say, well, you can't say anything about this or, you know, this sort of activity. Because that can happen, too.
Well, and to tie this back around to the Seattle story, where they've now banned plastic straws and plastic utensils after a 10-year window, basically, of ever-increasing restrictions, they're now straight-up banned. The argument, of course, would be that, well, this is good. This is, you know, we're using the government for good here. I mean, who could argue that poor little turtles should have plastic straws shoved up their noses? Or eating them, as you said, Mark. Apparently these things just gobble up anything that comes in front of them.
Yeah, like Pac-Man.
And, you know, who could argue in favor of harming these poor ocean animals? I mean, you libertarians are a bunch of heartless people, aren't you?
The thing is you never know what the unintended consequences are.
Mm.
And I wouldn't advocate for this policy because I don't know what it means to Seattle businesses to ban their ability to use straws.
It's not about what the Seattle businesses want. It's about the little animals that are being hurt by these straws. You don't care about animals.
The reason I wouldn't advocate for this, although I don't do it myself, is, look, if you care about animals, go pick the straws out of garbage in other towns besides Seattle.
Why we have government, so we can not have to go pick through garbage. We can just stop it at the source. Stop having these restaurants buying all of these straws unnecessarily. You want a straw? You can request a straw, and you get a compostable straw.
If
it gets the liquid into your mouth, what's the big deal?
If I give away plastic straws at my business, if I have these little bendy straws that somebody needs for a medical condition, and I say, meh, that looks like a medical condition, and I just hand them out willy-nilly.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if you're the straw police?
Write you a ticket.
Oh.
We'll take it up in court. We'll see what the judge thinks.
What are you going to do if I tell the judge, this is America and we're free to have straws, and I don't care what your straw police say?
Objection. Irrelevant.
That's all. I'm not paying your fine, Your Honor. Here, take a straw up your anus, Your Honor. I don't give a flying flip
condemned
at a rolling donut.
Put this man in prison.
You're going to put me in jail over a straw?
No, it's over your language, sir. This is contempt of court.
Wait.
I'm
this
a judge.
About, I came here about a straw.
Okay, well, you need to control your language. You're under contempt for 7 days. Lock him up.
There you go. Well, I'm not going with you. And I'm going to use jujitsu on your bailiff.
That's another 30 days.
That's a broken arm
on
your bailiff.
That's 180 days, sir. 180 days. Take this man out of my courtroom.
That's what I'm saying. Violence leads to violence. These people are the centrifuge of violence. They just create more and more of it. If you want to protect turtles, you need to stop using violence to do it.
So what you're saying is, is that violence backs all government programs.
That's what it is. It's an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. If you don't believe me, look up Barack Obama. Monopoly on violence on the internet.
Okay, well, it's the best system we have, Mark. This is the way that we can help the poor little animals. What's a little violence? If it stops a bunch of turtles from getting straws up their nose, then isn't a little violence worth it?
I don't know. Is it worth it to you?
I mean, most people aren't going to have violence used on them. They're going to have a $250 fine if they're caught violating the ordinance, and then they'll pay the fine and they'll get, you know, they'll get their ass together.
Yep, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
So nobody's going to go to jail over this. Everybody's just going to obey.
You're probably right.
Every business owner's just going to do what they're told because we've all entered into a state of society, Mark, and we've agreed to this. And the folks.
Well, we didn't agree to it. That's nonsense.
Well, if you're still in Seattle, you must agree to it, right?
Oh, I have to leave because you passed some new ordinance? Is that what agreement is to you? So if I decide to impose a polyamory on my household, my wife agrees to it or leaves. Is that how it goes?
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm sure she's going to. Then do I agree to her taking half of my stuff?
It's a free country. You can do whatever you want to do.
Well, what do you mean by that? You can force other people to not give out strong. Look, the idea that the social contract exists is ridiculous. I mean, only a fool would believe it at this point. You don't enter into a contract where one party can change the terms anytime they want without it ever being written down and ever being clear. That's not a contract. That's just tyranny. Okay?
All right. So. I've done my best to channel Heather from Thursday night, yeah. so I'm exhausted.
If you want to use violence to enact your turtle straw ban. I mean, I get it. What's happened in New Hampshire? Mostly, everything's fine after the smoking ban. We still have businesses. We still have bars. People go outside and smoke in the cold rather than smoking inside. I mean, obviously, some bars would have smoking if they could because they would prefer to do that, but they don't. And, all right. I mean, life in America continues to go on.
See, isn't that why we need government to push ahead on some issues that the market just isn't willing to move ahead with?
I don't think you have any clue what the market can handle and what it can't. That's why I don't trust you.
You mean the government?
The market.
Wait, you don't trust the market or the state?
I trust the market. I don't trust the government to decide what the market can't handle.
All right, you get up some good answers here tonight. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Sex work on the way here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some news from the Libertarian Party, which there's really usually not what much worth talking about with the Libertarian Party. But, Johnson, you had a story tonight about their new decision regarding sex work and their party platform and what makes that, I guess, unique. So we can talk about that and also the toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom, and 855-450-3733. Plus, there's the LRN.FM username on Skype with which you can connect, and also our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? It's a chat server. So for those of you who would like to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, it's probably the best place to go and do that. Of course, there is our Twitch chat as well on our Twitch stream, but there aren't really that many people in there. If you want the best action for chat, you got to go into our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. There are different channels. So there's one for Free Talk Live. Great place to be in while we're live on the air. But there are other channels like cryptocurrency, gaming, and others. Go and check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. It is free to use, and there's apps for pretty much every phone and operating system out there. So, once again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Johnson, before we get into the story from Reason.com that you brought in here tonight about the sex work news,
sure.
You mentioned to me off the air that LibertyMinded.com, which is your clothing site where people can get not only Free Talk Live official gear, but also other cool Liberty and cryptocurrency-friendly apparel. There's news. What's going on over there?
So, you know, we had talked a little while ago about how the printer who I was working with, or one of the printers, blocked one of my shirts because they were very, very afraid of the intellectual property police coming after them. And so...
Unnecessarily afraid.
Right, because of the likeness in appearance of, you know, a parody shirt that I did, which is specifically... needs to come close to the likeness of what is being parodied.
Wouldn't be much of a parody.
It's a parody.
Right.
So they just they don't like parodies because they're too afraid that they might, you know, encounter some legal
challenges. We're just out of the parody market, sorry.
You kicked them to the curb and you found somebody new.
Well, partially, you know, I haven't made a full transition yet because it's going to take a little time. Mm-hmm. But I have found somebody new and that shirt is now available.
It's called Fedora the Explorer.
That's right. So okay. It's for distribution hoppers who, you know, who are on Linux.
But it's for Linux geeks.
Yeah, Linux geeks. That's right.
The Red Hat geeks, right?
That's right. So, well, all there's different distributions, but I also have a new shirt. So the new shirt that I have, I may want to make it into like some kind of a series. I'm not really sure. But essentially, the tagline here is, and you know, I might be willing to change the shirt a little bit. But essentially, the back of the shirt is: if the light bulb, the telephone, and the transistor were only entitled to 17 years of patent protection, why does the entertainment industrial complex think that copyrights on music, television, and movies should be extended to 144 years?
Because they have more intellectual sway in Washington, D.C.
Because they can get it.
They have more connections, and they got more money.
There's nobody who's trying to sell a product out there that doesn't want exclusivity.
So that's the back of the shirt, and the front says, intellectual property is information slavery.
Intense.
So that's what I'm going for, is just a little anti-intellectual property shirt. And
I'm
we'll
not
see.
Sure I agree entirely with the sentiment, but that's fine. I mean, we have private intellectual property solutions all the time. So,
what
for instance, a salesman might get a particular area to sell a particular product from a company, right?
Okay.
So if you're a salesman selling widgets and you're just like, oh, I've just been given the entire New York region.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's... essentially, that's an intellectual property. That's an exclusivity agreement.
That's an exclusivity agreement. Yeah, that's a territory within a private company. That's not the same thing as intellectual property.
Fine. Can I keep a secret? Am I allowed to keep a secret?
That's up to you.
Okay. That's what intellectual property is.
No, it's not. Intellectual property is the government using violence to enforce a idea as to whether or not that idea can be copied. That's what that is. That's what intellectual property is.
Intellectual property laws that surround intellectual property. Like, okay, so there's property, and we all agree on that. There's intellectual property,
and we don't
all agree on that.
Yeah, you're claiming it exists. I'm saying it doesn't.
I say it exists, and that humans, like, for instance, if I tell a joke on air from somebody in the Discord chat, and then I don't say, oh, well, you know, a la loca mentioned that joke, and I just told it.
Yeah.
She's going to kind of feel like, he told my joke.
Yeah, that's tacky.
And it's bad, right?
Tacky.
It's tacky.
Yeah.
So you acknowledge that there's some level of sort of understanding of property rights surrounding that intellectual
property. No, it's not property rights. You can borrow the joke, and you can copy it as many times as you...
I mean,
you've borrowed it because she still has it. You've copied the joke.
Copied it.
Because she still has it. She can still tell the joke. You can tell the joke.
Which is a pejorative. Copycat's a pejorative.
Right. What you're describing is a social faux pas. You're describing a mistake that somebody would make socially if they wanted to be in a person's good graces.
I didn't claim otherwise.
Okay, but that's different than intellectual property.
Well... but I don't understand what you mean. Intellectual property is a feeling. Property is a feeling that I have, right?
Mm.
Like there's a vehicle that's
a belief.
It's a belief.
Yep.
There's a vehicle that sits out in front of the studio. If somebody takes it, I'm going to feel very badly.
Right.
They can take all the other vehicles, but not that one.
Mm.
That's what I think. So when it comes to the joke, a la loca, like, use all the jokes you want. Don't use my joke. That's sort of what it means.
The only way you can prevent somebody without the government to threaten someone, the only way you can prevent someone from using your joke is to never tell it.
You could have a user agreement.
That's ridiculous, and you know it.
I don't.
Well, it's ridiculous. A user agreement. What are you going to make all your customers sign it? If you're a comedian, are you going to make all your customers sign a user agreement before they walk in?
Comedians have systems for dealing with intellectual property disputes within them. They ostracize.
Okay.
It works pretty well, and comedians don't tell other comedians jokes too often as a result.
I mean, is the sentiment that I put on the shirt there, is it accurate? I mean, that would be the first question that I would ask, because you're saying that, you know, you didn't necessarily agree with the sentiment, but I think that the way I phrased it
is, repeat it again?
Intellectual property is information slavery. I had some people recommend that I drop the word information and then I just say intellectual property is slavery. I didn't agree with that. I think that the word information is very important.
I think it makes it more clear.
I think it makes it also very literal, and I think it gets rid of the misinterpretation that Mark could be having, you know, with a problem with the sentiment, which is that if I were to say, Mark being my property is Mark being a slave.
I think what my dispute is first off, this is a T-shirt, right? So you have to keep as few words as possible on it in order to get the...
I needed it to be very slogan-y.
Yeah, it needs to be slogan-y. I'm fine with it from that standpoint. As long as we all understand what we're talking about, I'm fine with it. However,
I like to say things that can be interpreted from many different directions.
Sure.
So I think about these things like 7 ways from Sunday, you know, to figure out how can I say this in a way that can be interpreted by lots of different people in lots and lots of different ways.
Yep.
And that's how
more people will buy your shirt that way, too.
Well, sure, yeah.
It's information slavery because you, if you are copying a thing digitally, intellectual property laws essentially use the violence of the government to prevent you from copying information.
Forcing that information to work for someone or something.
What do you mean?
Well, information, if you believe that information should be free, then if it's forced to be property of one person, then it is being enslaved to create wealth for
the information
one
itself is being enslaved, is
right.
What you're saying.
Yeah, the information itself is being enslaved. The information is a slave.
I think that intellectual property laws, as they are designed here in the United States and enforced around the world, cause far more problems than they solve.
Oh, absolutely. They
prohibit
competition.
I would say that there's this kernel of truth around what intellectual property is. There's this sort of feeling that we have, this belief that some little piece of creativity is ours. Mm. And, I can see that. The idea that the government should be instituted to enforce that feeling, I think is completely wrong.
I can see it. I would say to those people, let it go. Okay? Just let it go. You live in a world now where copying is such a simple act.
Yeah, information wants to be free, as they say.
Yeah.
I think that what that means is that it's just hard to contain information on the internet. Right. Once it's out there, I mean, do you really, when you're sharing memes and you're copying and you're putting memes together, do you really want to hunt down every single image and look through a legal search and decide who has what and all that other thing? You know, once you release an image on the internet, you might as well be of the opinion it's gone, and they can do whatever they want with it. Like the creator of the Pepe the Frog meme.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that guy, like Pepe the Frog, is the exact opposite of what
he's trying to stop.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, he's been. He hates it.
God, that's ridiculous. Well, sorry, cat's out of the bag, buddy.
Yep, cat's
or the
out
frog
of the bag.
In this case. Toll free number here, 855-450 free like freedom, and we'll continue on the. We're going to get into the sex work story here on the way. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2's next. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.